Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Latest crop progress numbers out yesterday afternoon from USDA continuing to show that the Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop looking exceptionally good right now, although there are some concerns about having enough moisture to keep this crop in top-notch condition. At this point, 70% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is rated in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week earlier. Kansas wheat crop, 55% in good to excellent shape. That's up 1 point from a week ago. The Texas crop drops a couple of points, now 28% in good to excellent condition. Corn plantings, the other number that we've got across the region and nationally as well. Nationally, we're up to 4% of the U.S. corn crop now planted. That's in line with the five-year average. Texas, 57% now planted. That's up a couple of points from a week ago. 8% of the Kansas crop now planted. That's up from 2% a week ago. Oklahoma, 18% now planted, up from 3% planted 1 week ago. Now, looking backwards to last Friday's WASDE report, they always give us not just the crop numbers, but they also give us some livestock information as well. Rich Nelson, talk with our own Casey Shepard, says that one of the surprises of the report, the fact that USDA finally getting a little more in line with what they've been seeing in the pork side of the ledger.
So on the pork side, we do now have USDA finally admitting that pork production will be slightly under last year's level. So confirming all of our anecdotal evidence and all these reports that are slightly also shown by USDA's numbers. USDA suggests that the year's pork production will be slightly under last year. That's positive, number one. Also positive for pork. They did raise their export estimate.
And Rich Nelson says the beef numbers were pretty well in line with what the trade was anticipating. Now, looking ahead to the next WASDE in the month of May, we'll have some new crop wheat numbers to be chewing on. He offers an early glimpse of what he thinks what we might be looking at from Uncle Sam.
You know, for the most part, on this one, we do expect at least the U.S. side to show some positive news there. Keep in mind, on the U.S. side, we're coming out with larger plantings than last year, but we're also showing up with lower levels of beginning stocks. So we'll see a net decline in supply, total supply all put together, for the whole situation on this end. So U.S. numbers should confirm a slightly positive outlook for new crop wheat. As far as our estimates for the world situation, same type of story. We'll be starting out with smaller beginning stocks. Even though production may be slightly over last year, the net change to supply will be still lower than last year. So total supply will still be down. And
Rich Nelson with Allendale. You've got farm news on Ron. Make plans to attend the 15th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches. It's coming up on Friday, April 30th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 186 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. For details, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044. Express Ranches Grass Time Sale at the ranch, Yukon, April 30th.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.